You're listening to the music of Aradhana, a group which blends music from East and West into a sound hardly heard anywhere in the world. Hi, I'm Eric Scadamo. Welcome to a special musical edition of Studio 9. Today we'll talk with Chris Hale from Aradhana about how this unique form of music was developed, and we'll find out about the special message that this music conveys. So we invite you to sit back and relax and enjoy a special international music edition of Studio 9. We'll talk with Chris Hale and enjoy some more of the music of Aradhana. The music of Aradhana, which obviously is a mixture of Eastern and Western music. And joining us today, we have the privilege of talking to a member of the group Aradhana, Chris Hale. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Obviously, as we're listening to the music, it is an interesting blend of Eastern and Western. I was wondering if you could kind of give us a background. How did that blend come about?
Well, it came about because I grew up in India, listening to Western rock music, but also influenced by Eastern music. So when it came time for me to consider what kind of music I was going to do, my heart was drawn to both the East and the West, and I wanted to combine it in some way.
Now, how did that come about that you grew up in India?
Well, my mother and father were both medical doctors in the country of Nepal, and I spent many years in Nepal, but also went to boarding school in India for 6 years, and this enabled me to grow up speaking Nepali and Hindi.
And you mentioned that you also listened to Western music?
Yes, my high school in India was, though it had many students from India and all over the world, there were 44 different nationalities represented. Most of us kids listened to Western rock and roll.
And what role did music play in your life growing up?
Well, my mother, as well as being a medical doctor, a pediatrician, was also a concert pianist. And in our little village, we had a little piano, which my mother used to play. And so I grew up loving Western classical music through my mother, and I took up the trumpet when I was about 10 years old and started studying that. But when I was about 14, the guitar had really begun to possess my heart, and I was back in the United States and was able to get my first acoustic guitar. And from there on out, it was a dream for me to be a guitar player. Until I met the great Indian sitar player, Ravi Shankar, when I was a senior in high school. And it was through him, through the inspiration of his incredible playing, that I took up the sitar and began to study it more seriously.
When the Beatles kind of went through their Eastern period, he had a great influence on that.
Yes, indeed.
And how did it come about that you were able to meet him?
Well, my... The Indian music department at my high school in India organized a trip down to the plains to Dehradun, where Ravi Shankar was giving a free concert for the students of the entire region. And so about 30 of us from the music department went down and saw the concert. And after he performed, I was taken back stage by my teacher, Ajit Singh, who is a world-renowned Vichitra Veena player. And I was introduced to Ravi Shankar backstage. It was a wonderful experience.
Now, Indian music, the structure is a little bit different. How would you explain that?
Indian music is based on melody, whereas Western music has its complex complexity found largely in harmony. For Indians, the harmony extends to no more than just a drone sound, a very peaceful drone that just goes all the way through the music from the beginning to the end. And then the melody weaves in and around that drone so that every single note of the melody takes on a unique importance. So people find that when you sing in an Indian melody, it's almost like an incredible instrument that's weaving in and out. And because there isn't harmony in Indian music, there is a lot of ornamentation and complex designs that are found in the melodic line, which makes a lot of Indian music quite difficult to imitate unless you grow up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the West, because the melodic line isn't as complicated and it's the harmony that's quite complex, you can write those on a piece of paper with many, many dots. And so we have Western notation and things set in stone, whereas in India we have improvisation and incredible ornamentation, which makes for a brand new performance every single moment. Well, the sitar, I first was attracted to it, honestly, because of the Western rock music I was listening to that had occasional sitar lines in it. But as I began, of course, after the Ravi Shankar concert and after I began listening to Indian music, there was a certain tone in the sound of a sitar which is mesmerizing. It's so much like a vocal line, but deeply soothing. And I long to be able to make my fingers do that on the sitar. And it's very difficult, but it was something that I love to sit down and just play a single note on the sitar. It felt so good. I didn't have that same experience when I would play the trumpet or the guitar. Just a note on the sitar felt wonderful to play. And I still feel that today, many, many years later.
Now, we opened the program playing some of a song called Tum Ho Kripalu.
Tum Ho Kripalu, yes.
And you said that type of song is called a bhajan?
Yes, Tum Ho Kripalu is definitely a bhajan because it's a directly devotional song sung to God. Tum Ho Kripalu says, "You are the merciful, all-knowing one, ocean of love, Christ my Lord, sustainer of the universe, destroyer of evil, Lord of creation. Christ my Lord."
Can you tell us a little bit more about what is the form of worship called a bhajan?
Well, simply put, a bhajan is a devotional song to God that has lyrics, which you could even say that it's basically a hymn, the Indian word for hymn. And a bhajan comes within the context of devotional life in India. Devotional life in India is very expressive, very emotional. It's a love relationship with God. And bhajans, in their lyrics, reflect this this deep love of the devotee with God and God's love for him or her.
Now you, if I remember correctly, were involved in a group that went back to India in the early 1990s, and you were attracted to this type of worship?
What happened was I was in a group in the early 1990s called Olio, mm-hmm. and we performed rock music for university student parties all over India with the hope of bringing a message which was uplifting rather than the usual rock bands that would come through. Our desire was to bring in an influence for the good. But during those years, I came across bhajans, these incredible devotional songs, and the ones that I came across were ones that were worshiping Christ Jesus, or who we call Yeshu Christ. And I fell in love with these bhajan melodies and the way in which the words intertwined together, and I began to learn them. And then we took a daring step of trying to bring one or two of these bhajans arranged with a rock band onto our big rock and roll stages where we were performing for, you know, crowds of very much sometimes drunken university students. Hmm. And when we would sing a bhajan, their hearts and their eyes would be drawn to us on the stage in a unique way that the other Western rock songs weren't doing. And we found these bhajans to be a way in which to communicate to these young people in India the passion in our own hearts, not only for music, but for God and for knowing Yeshu Prabhu and for what he could do. And so there were some electric moments of with these young people at these rowdy, very rowdy rock concerts, mm-hmm. when we would introduce the bhajans. So eventually we made a whole album of bhajans, and now that's all I do with the new group that I have called Aradhna.
Ishwarele sansara lai esto prem garnu bhayo afne yote putra lai hamro nimti tihanu bho muhamati vishwas karne
bhajans is what I have been led into, and I find that it crosses all kinds of cultural barriers. Not only the people who normally would like bhajans, which we usually associate with people who might like hymns. We often think they're older people, the grandmas and the grandpas would like them. But we have found that young people, old people, Western people, white people, even just a few weeks ago in California, Chinese people and Cambodians we were performing bhajans for, and we found that they strike a chord of longing for God, which nothing else I've done so far strikes. And so we're continually confirmed in this.
And another example that you have on your latest release is Ishwarle.
That's right, Ishwarle. Ishwar means God, le means of, so of God. This is actually a Nepali song. It could be called a bhajan, or it could be called a geet. Geet just means song. The reason it might not be a bhajan is because it doesn't speak directly to God. Bhajans usually are so intimate that they speak directly to God. This song is actually a scripture verse from the Bible which is from the Nepali Bible. So it's the verse that is well known to many people that says, God loved this world so much that he gave his son, his one and only son. By believing in him, there is fullness of life forever, and none need die.
Okay, we are talking with Chris Hale from the musical group Aradhana and listening to some of their music as well. And as you can tell, it is a mixture of East and West. Chris Hale, as we heard, was influenced by the Indian music and likes to play the sitar, and you have plenty of that on their latest release, Marga Darshan. Now, what some people listening today might be thinking, okay, obviously it's a mixture of the music from the Eastern and Western, but do you mix Eastern and Western beliefs together? Is there a mixture of doctrine?
There is not a mixture of Eastern and Western beliefs as far as devotion to Christ is concerned. We in our group love Christ and are devoted to him fully. We are not devoted to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is unique in some senses, but in another sense, you will find that in India, among the people who call themselves Hindus, there are many who will worship only one and give their lives and devotion to only one and to follow what that one asks of them. And in some ways, we, in worshiping and knowing only Christ as our only Savior and our only Lord, we fit into the tradition of bhakti in India, which is devoted to the one Lord and Savior who has saved us. But because we believe that Christ is not only for me, or he's not only for my friend Pete, but Christ Yeshu is the one who is for the nations, for the whole world, whose blood shed on the cross was shed for not only one group of people in the Middle East, the Israelites, but for the Romans, and then for the people in the West, and then for the people in the East, and the Chinese. Because of that, our bhajans, as we sing them, are not only for ourselves, but they are speaking of the good news to all the world.
The musical group is called Aradhana, which means worship. And if somebody would like to get a copy of your music, how could they go about doing that?
Well, the best way is to get in contact with us through our website, either by ordering a CD right off the website or by sending us an email. The website is www.aradhanamusic.com, and Aradhana is spelled A-R-A-D-H-N-A. So Aradhana Music, all one word, .com.
Okay, and if anybody has any difficulties reaching that website, just give us an email here at HCJB and we'll help you out as well. Thank you so much, Chris Hale, for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this special International Music Edition of Studio 9. If you have any questions or comments about today's program or would just like to have more information about the musical group Aradhana, please write us here at Studio 9, Radio HCJB, Box 17-17-691, Quito, Ecuador. Or if you would like to email us, if that's more convenient for you, you can do that by simply sending it to the English Language Department here. That's English, the at symbol, hcjb.org.ec. Please write us today. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's special musical edition of Studio 9. Please join us again next time. Until then, I'm Eric Scadamo saying so long and God bless.